Welcome back to the deep dive. You know, we all have this image of what happens in a courtroom, the arguments, the evidence, the judge. But what about all the stuff that has to happen before a case even gets there? I'm talking about that meticulous administrative foundation that really holds the whole civil justice system together. Today, we're taking a deep dive into that very foundation, specialized legal support. And we're going to focus on the process of legally serving documents. We're using a really niche, specific area to illustrate a universal truth about this work. We're looking at professional process servers in and around Livonia, Louisiana, and the whole Pointe-Coupee Parish.
Right. And for this, we've pulled together a pretty comprehensive stack of material. We've analyzed everything from their, you know, tiered service rates and geographical notes, right down to the legal disclaimers, the really non-negotiable stuff that dictates what these services can and, maybe more importantly, cannot do. It's a fascinating peek behind the administrative curtain.
Yeah, it is. So our mission today, it isn't just to read a price list. It's to understand the core idea here. What specific localized expertise does a process server need to actually be effective? How do they blend that knowledge of physical geography with complex court rules and serious logistics management to, well, literally deliver justice?
Okay, let's unpack this. So we're going to start our exploration, not in a courtroom, but on a map. We're focusing on this small town, Livonia, Louisiana. And it's critical because it's basically the gateway to all of Pointe-Coupee Parish. If you're driving through, you see it right away.
Yeah.
It's where US 190, a major commercial route, crosses LA 78.
And that intersection, that's really the key to the whole operational challenge. When you look at Livonia, you see the sharp contrast. You've got the predictable, heavy commercial traffic businesses right there on US 190. But then just a few hundred yards off that main road, you're instantly in these deeply rural, often secluded parish areas. I can just imagine how tricky that must be. You're dealing with two totally different environments. On the highway, you're trying to catch someone at, I don't know, a business during a lunch rush. But then in the parish, you're dealing with winding roads where mailboxes might be shared or set way back from the actual house.
Precisely. And if you're an out-of-state law firm trying to hire someone who doesn't know this specific area, you're going to waste so much time. Our sources confirm that GPS systems, they just frequently misplace addresses in that kind of unique rural and commercial mix.
So the GPS might give you a pin on a map.
Right, it gives you a coordinate. But if the server doesn't know that that particular road is, you know, a muddy track after a rain, or that the address is shared with a farm access lane, they're dead in the water.
So that deep local knowledge of Pointe-Coupee Parish, it isn't a luxury. It's really a competitive edge. It's the difference between hitting a court deadline and missing it completely.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
An expert server in this region knows the shortcuts, they know the specific local landmarks, and crucially, they know the difference between the actual location and what some database or mapping app thinks the location is.
And we actually have a perfect anecdote from the sources that just nails this value proposition. A client shared a story about a difficult serve in Livonia near the highway. The person was clearly trying to evade service, but the local team, knowing the parish, they located the individual quickly and got the paper served before the court deadline.
And see, that's not just a nice story. That's a direct link to the success or failure of a client's lawsuit. Mm-hmm. When you're paying for a service like this, you're not just paying for driving time.
No.
You're paying for the knowledge that gets you around those geographic problems.
It speaks to the risk management that law firms need. They outsource this because the local team just lowers the risk of the whole attempt failing because of, you know, environmental factors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's shift gears. We've talked about the physical location of the serve. Now let's talk about the administrative hub of the whole process. Because while a service might happen in Livonia, all the significant court action for the parish is centered in the parish seat, New Roads.
And that's the second pillar of their expertise. The judicial center for everything that happens in Pointe-Coupee Parish is the 18th Judicial District Court. The 18th JDC, that's the administrative bottleneck that every single piece of paper has to pass through to be legally valid.
So the process server isn't just a courier. They really have to be an extension of the law firm's own administrative staff, and they have to navigate these complex local rules.
Exactly. For the service to even matter, it has to be legally defensible. A professional server has to be an expert in navigating the 18th JDC specifically. They need to know their filing requirements, their specific stamp needs, their internal research protocols. It's so much more complicated than just dropping off a stack of documents.
But why is that court adherence so critical? I mean, shouldn't just serving the paper to the person be enough?
Ah, and this is where we get into a really vital piece of legal jargon. Sufficiency of service. Serving the paper is step one, sure. But sufficiency is step two, and it's the tricky one. Sufficiency means the method, the timing, the location of the delivery, all of it has to strictly adhere to the court's specific rules for that jurisdiction.
Wow.
If the delivery is not sufficient, the court can just throw the service out entirely. It doesn't matter if the defendant actually got the papers in their hand.
So if an out-of-state lawyer misses some tiny local 18th JDC rule, like maybe the affidavit needs a specific local form attached to it, the whole case can stall.
Or even get dismissed. Yes, even if the server did physically hand the papers to the right person.
That's incredible.
It is. The process server's affidavit of service is a sworn statement, and that schema has to explicitly confirm that the act met the 18th JDC requirements. If the server doesn't know those hyperlocal rules inside and out, they introduce a massive liability into their client's case. It really is the administrative glue that makes sure the service will stand up in court.
That connects everything. The geography of Livonia connects to the administration of new roads. And because the 18th JDC has such strict deadlines, that local geographical knowledge has to translate into speed. Which brings us directly to how these services are priced and tiered. Here's where it gets really interesting.
Right. The services are all structured to manage the one variable that is most expensive to law firms.
Time pressure.
Time pressure, exactly.
So if you look at their core options for process service, they break down really clearly based on urgency. The standard one is routine service, priced at $120.
Mm-hmm. And that gets you up to 3 attempts, with the first attempt guaranteed within 5 days, so 120 hours. That's for your standard non-emergency cases.
But if time is tight, the price almost doubles. Rush process service jumps to $200.
And the guarantee shifts drastically. You still get up to 3 attempts, but that first one has to be within a very tight 24-hour window.
And they also explicitly offer same-day service for the absolute most urgent stuff, but specifically within the 70755 zip code, which covers Livonia.
That $80 difference between routine and rush, that's not just for faster driving. It represents the huge logistical shift required to drop everything else and dedicate resources to that one case right now. It's the price of immediate priority.
And it's important to note, those prices generally include the standard non-notarized affidavit of service. But if you need that extra layer of legal confirmation, the notarization, the sources say there's a separate $25 fee.
Right. And beyond just delivery to a known address, the next major hurdle is, well, what happens when the person is actively trying to avoid you? This is where the service turns from delivery into investigation.
This is where the locating services come in. How do they handle someone who's moved or someone who's just being evasive?
They offer a tiered approach here, which makes sense. It reflects, you know, an escalating commitment and cost. At the entry level, you have skip tracing.
Which is basically a database search.
Exactly. They have a basic search for $25, or a more comprehensive one, which is a flat fee of $85.
And the difference between that $25 basic search and the $85 comprehensive one, you're moving from a simple address check to, I'd imagine, a multi-source data mining operation.
Oh, yeah. You're probably pulling public records, professional licenses, maybe even utility data.
But sometimes databases just aren't enough.
No. If the individual is known to be particularly evasive, or if they're only home at really weird hours, the process moves into active surveillance. This is the process server stakeout service.
Okay, a stakeout.
And this is billed at $120 an hour with a 2-hour minimum. You are essentially hiring a professional investigator to sit, watch, and wait for the target to show up so they can make the serve at the first legal opportunity.
It shifts from passive research to very active, aggressive intervention.
Completely. And that's distinct from another service they offer, which is witness locating. It's also billed hourly at $120, but I imagine that's less of a stationary stakeout.
And more of an active search, right? Tracking people down, doing interviews, visiting locations to find someone who's needed for a deposition or a trial.
Precisely. So once they've either served the papers or found the witness, the job still isn't over.
Right, because the logistics of the court process itself demand this whole other layer of administrative support to keep the case moving.
Which is why the comprehensive package includes key services like the courthouse runner and filing service. These are regular, scheduled runs specifically to the 18th JDC in New Roads.
And that service is billed at $120 an hour. That covers the professional's time driving and, importantly, waiting in line at the courthouse.
Which, as we all know, can be very unpredictable.
Very. But it's essential to note that rate does not include the actual court-mandated filing fees. Those are always passed directly back to the client.
Of course. And for firms dealing with high-stakes litigation, with briefs and exhibits that need to look perfect. They even offer a document binding service.
To make sure the materials meet the court's strict professional standards, that level of detail is, it's really something.
Then you have the longer-term support. Things like offering Louisiana Registered Agent Service for $200 a year.
Right. For any business operating in Louisiana, they have to have a physical point of contact for legal service.
And this service ensures that those critical legal documents, like a lawsuit, are never missed. It satisfies state corporate requirements year after year.
And finally, there's just the complexity of moving sensitive materials. They have a legal courier service, also billed hourly at $120.
And this is for the secure, point-to-point transport of evidence, confidential files, whatever it is, maybe from a law office in Baton Rouge to the court in New Roads.
Okay, so that brings us to the operational policies, the rules of engagement. In this field, transparency on fees and very strict boundaries around liability seem absolutely mandatory.
The financial terms are crystal clear. All services, routine, rush, stakeouts, you name it, require prepayment. They have to get the money by credit card or ACH before any work begins.
And about that payment, they have a specific fee for credit cards. There's a 6% convenience fee on all credit card payments.
Right. And the inclusion of ACH, which is basically an electronic bank transfer, that's important because that's how clients can send funds directly from a bank account and avoid that 6% fee. For high-volume clients, that can add up fast.
That's a huge detail for budgeting, but I think the most vital term for any lawyer or client to understand is the non-refundable nature of the service fees.
Correct. Once you've paid, the service fees are non-refundable. And this is because you're paying for the attempt. You're paying for the due diligence, the time, the gas, the labor. You are not paying for a guaranteed successful outcome.
So the server is compensated for their professional effort, regardless of whether the defendant is actually found and handed the documents.
Exactly. So if they make three attempts, drive 100 miles around Livonia and New Roads, and still can't find the person, the client still pays that $120 for the routine service because the effort was made and documented.
Makes sense. And beyond the core service fees, there are other administrative charges, like $12 for USPS affidavit delivery if a client wants tracking and verification for the documents being sent back to them.
And this detailed financial transparency, it's mirrored by an absolute focus on their legal boundaries.
Absolutely. The company is very, very clear that they and their representatives are not licensed attorneys. They cannot give legal advice, period.
Their services are strictly limited to document delivery and specific administrative tasks. They won't represent anyone before, you know, the IRS or the SEC or anyone else.
And emphasizing that boundary immediately puts the responsibility right back on the client.
It does. Because they aren't lawyers, they can't determine the legal strategy. The client is completely responsible for understanding all the legal requirements for their case. Not just what documents need serving, but the methods, the rules, and most critically, ensuring the sufficiency of service meets the 18th JDC's standards.
They perform the physical act, but the lawyer owns the legal consequence. Finally, we have to touch on server safety. This is the human element we often forget. Serving papers can be a dangerous job, especially with reluctant or volatile subjects.
The sources include a strong plea for safety. They urge clients to provide vital information to the servers, like a photo ID of the subject, and to disclose any known history of violence or criminal behavior. That information is the server's primary protection. They're going into unpredictable situations in potentially remote locations, and that risk is factored into the professionalism they provide.
So what does this all mean for you listening to this deep dive? We've seen that professional legal support using this .2p parish model is a highly integrated operation, and it requires three non-negotiable elements. First, you need that deep niche knowledge of local geography, experts who can navigate Livonia's highway traffic and its isolated rural roads with speed. Second, you need absolute mastery of the relevant court procedures, which means sticking to the strict requirements of the 18th JDC and New Roads.
And third, maintaining a crystal clear understanding of the professional and legal boundaries. They provide support, not advice. And they emphasize that the client is ultimately responsible for the legal validity, the sufficiency, of that service.
This raises an important question then about the need for these highly specialized logistical roles in the broader justice system. I mean, think about how many steps are underneath a seemingly simple civil lawsuit.
The entire function of civil law, protecting rights, enforcing contracts, resolving disputes, it's all dependent on these often unseen, meticulously tracked, and prepaid administrative steps. For Louisiana cases, for example, the client might even be required by law to get a specific motion, an order appointing the process server before they can even do anything.
So you realize that $120 fee for a routine service, it's not for the piece of paper. It's for the entire specialized ecosystem that validates the process. It encourages you to consider the other highly specialized logistical fields, the people who track pharmaceuticals globally, the engineers managing just-in-time shipping for massive supply chains. All of them are essential to keep major institutions like our justice system running smoothly, efficiently, and legally.
These experts, they really are the unsung gears of the machine.